So the woman who J-Lo portrayed in her new movie, Hustlers, says that J-Lo betrayed her. And we're going to hear exactly why she's saying that. She's not happy about the movie at all. We're going to hear from her in just a second. First, Kelly Clarkson had a reunion with the original American Idol judges on her show yesterday. The Kelly Clarkson Show, which is so good, by the way. It's so much fun. She starts every show by singing down the stairs, kind of like Ellen dances down the stairs.
Her own thing.
Yeah. Everyone's got their own thing.
So yeah. Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson were all there. And Simon talked about how much he misses working with Paula and Randy.
If I'm being honest with you, this does make me think if I had one wish, it would be to make another show with us again. Aww. That would be my number one.
Let's go.
They are the OGs. There hasn't been chemistry like the three of them in all since the beginning.
Well, yeah, Paula Abdul, like before she was comatose from all the pills?
No.
She had a good run until a certain point, and then she just became a zombie on that panel.
I'm sorry she was struggling with her health, but she was still... No, she was entertaining the whole time.
Better than anybody else I put in there.
Paula was fun to watch the whole time. She was a little slurry at times.
That was part of her charm.
Simon also made a huge statement on the show yesterday. He said that the success of American Idol was all because of Kelly Clarkson.
Wow. I actually genuinely do not believe we would be sitting here today if you hadn't entered the show.
You know, I agree, and I'm glad that Kelly's finally getting the recognition she deserves.
How convenient he said that on her show.
Yeah, basically, thank you for so much money in my bank account.
She was the first, though, and she was the biggest star to come out of that show.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. She was the biggest star. She's had so much
success. Carrie Underwood also.
Not as big as Kelly Clarkson.
In the country world.
In the country world, she's huge.
I'm talking about the world, like the planet. Kelly Clarkson is the bigger star.
The whole world.
On the planet, Kelly Clarkson is the biggest star.
I don't know. Bo Bice was pretty good. Taylor Hicks, come on.
Kelly Clarkson wins, and I will never forget bawling my eyes out the moment she won American Idol and sang a moment like this. Still makes me emotional. All right, so Hustlers has been a huge hit at the box office, but one person is not celebrating. So as we know, this movie follows a group of Manhattan strippers as they discover that they can make serious money if they turn the tables on their wealthy Wall Street clientele, right? It's a true story. And the stripper who actually inspired the whole movie says that it was bogus. This woman's name is Samantha. She's the person who J-Lo was playing with her character Ramona in the film. And she says that J-Lo betrayed her. She didn't do her homework when she portrayed her in the movie, and that it was all a big mess, basically.
I walked out. I was disgusted. There is no storyline. People are going to see the movie because of J-Lo's on the stripper pole. They pretty much basically stole my story. There's a part that she's cooking drugs in a stove with her daughter there.
No, there isn't.
There's not. She's cooking drugs at a house, but there's never a child.
Will you be taking some sort of legal action against J-Lo, the studio?
You got to look at the press on Monday.
All right, so she's saying the portrayal was really degrading. Like, there is not a part where J-Lo's cooking drugs in front of her daughter, just so you know. Okay. She is cooking drugs, but not in front of a child. But this woman feels like they stole her story and just made her look really bad.
She realizes how Hollywood works, right?
Like,
when they say based on a true story, it's not all true. A biographical, detailed, historically accurate picture.
I think she might lawyer up, honestly.
I think so.
She didn't sign her rights away. She said they did offer her some money for her story in the beginning, but it was pennies. She said that she has bags, like purses, that are worth more than the money they offered her.
So now she's coming out and making a big stink.
She said J-Lo doesn't work for free. Why should I? She is a businesswoman.
True.
And she did go to jail for her businesswoman like skills, and she stole a lot of money. No, she took a lot of money from a lot of people. So I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. I think this will only drum up more publicity for the movie, though. Ultimately, people are going to be more curious now, right?
Yeah.